kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank my most recent guest, the 5-1, Joe Ozepecki. Joe Ozepecki, Ozepecki Communications, Dim Strategist, great state of Wisconsin. Always great to have a good friend like Joe come around. My little buddy Dominic's joining at 5 o'clock. You can join us in the interim on the phones at 844-967-2789. I sort of vacillate between what is the best method of running for election if you're a Democrat in this year's midterms. And my vacillation is between two basic themes. One is, what did the Democrats deliver? Well, the American Rescue Plan, they delivered a lot. And not always with Republican support. In fact, that last round, I seem to remember Ron Johnson didn't have any support to offer. Not to the American people anyways. Perhaps if there had been some rich guy tax cuts, well, you got Ron's vote. But he instead was the singular no. Stop the $1,400 checks. Eventually, we got checks, but we got them from the Democrats. Only Democrats. So my question is, do we talk about that? We the Dems. Do I message on their behalf? Do I, you know, lay it out for them? Or do we talk about what happened at January 6th? Do we talk about the big lie and the ongoing efforts, both in my state and around the country, to relitigate an election that happened almost 2 years ago, and it's still going on? I mean, they're ready to have fistfights in the state capitol in Wisconsin over the implausible slash impossible. Now, I enjoy the theater, the drama. I'm enjoying it, but it ain't good for democracy, I don't think. Here's where I'm going to lead this segment. Another Wisconsin man faces felony charges in January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. I'm sorry, folks. It's hard for me to move on to policy and governance when democracy is in doubt. Let me read from the reporting of Bruce Velmetti at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As part of the continuing investigation into the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, federal authorities have charged a former Pulaski, Wisconsin man with several offenses related to the day's attack, including spraying bear repellent at police. Riley D. Casper, 23, was arrested in Ashland and appeared in federal court in Madison to face charges filed in the District of Columbia. He could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of the most serious charge. Casper appeared in court Thursday in Madison and was released on the condition he not possess any dangerous weapons. Is that like any more dangerous weapons? How's this guy out on bail? You know, there are plenty of Republicans, including Ron Johnson. If some black guy especially gets out on cheap bail and, you know, reoffends, well, that's going to be an issue forever. You can't even be a federal justice. But, you know, if you're a January 6th insurrectionist, if you face 20 years in prison, you just walk away? Really? That doesn't feel like equal justice to me. Now, Casper appeared in court today, as mentioned. His next hearing is before a D.C. magistrate judge on March 22nd via Zoom. According to court records, on January 21st of last year, an informant directed to the FBI to a YouTube video showing a man who the FBI says turned out to be Casper spraying what looks like bear repellent and officers during the attack on the Capitol. Agents got a search warrant for Casper's Facebook account in November. Casper had posted photos of his drive to D.C. from former President Donald Trump's rally just before the crowd invaded the Capitol and video taken from the vanguard of the crowd as it breached barriers. One Facebook friend responded to Casper that Casper was right there when the fences went down, to which he responded, "Yeah, bro, I didn't drive 14 hours for nothing." He also posted, and this might be a damning statement at sentencing. He also posted, "I pepper sprayed three cops so bad they got undressed and went home," according to agents, and went on to write several more posts about surviving tear gas, flashbang grenades, and rubber bullets. He called it pretty exciting and the most real version of paintball ever. "That's how we took the Capitol," he wrote. Seems sort of confessional. Like, you know, you shouldn't have said that, maybe. Casper goes on to try and recruit the friend to come with him next time and discuss making paintballs filled with pepper spray. Casper told the friend there is definitely something satisfying about pepper spraying cops in riot gear and watching them run from you like a bitch, even though they have face masks, billy clubs, and full body armor. Casper is charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers while armed with a dangerous weapon, civil disorder, engaging in violence in a restricted building or ground with dangerous weapon, committing acts of physical violence on the Capitol grounds, and 5 of the 6 counts are felonies, punishable by up to 5, 10, or 20 years in prison. I hope this guy doesn't get, 30 days of house arrest or something timid and tame. This is real violence he perpetrated. Formerly a Pulaski, Casper's last address was in Saxon in Iron County, but he's supposed to move out of that residence soon or face a formal eviction order. So, he's got his financial what together as well, according to online court records. He has a pending criminal case for forgery in Brown County, where he's scheduled to enter a plea next month. So what's that? We're up to the felonies in D.C. for the January 6th, the eviction from the residence, and, he's facing pending criminal case for forgery in Brown County. So that makes him what? 2 of those are criminal. One of that is a civil, not even a charge, I guess, eviction. Could happen to anyone who, let's just say, makes bad decisions, loses some income, perhaps through dumbass actions like going out to the January 6th. Although it does not report here whether he lost his job as a result of his dumbassery. A little bit more. Casper becomes at least the 7th Wisconsin resident amongst more than 775 people from all 50 states charged in the insurrection. 4 were convicted of misdemeanors, mostly for just entering the Capitol, and sentenced to probation. So many more have gotten prison time or jail time. And we're starting to see the violent offenders and the more seriously charged offenders. Seditious conspiracy. Now, this guy's not a Proud Boy, but when you show up at the U.S. Capitol, when you drive there from Pulaski all across the country, I didn't drive here 14 hours to what, not be a part, not raise hell? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Oh, we got a little more time.
I almost cut you loose early. Yeah.
What are you doing to me, man?
Hey, blame Luke. It's that Guinness.
The pearls of wisdom I might have had to drop. But now I got to save them. You can't have them now because I got shorted on time. Tom got shorted on stature, but not on heart. He joins us next. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The 5 o'clock happy hour, the St. Patrick's Day edition. And it's also Friday Eve because we're not doing a live show tomorrow. So if you want to air some grievances, Ram Jam, Robin Voss, Gableman, Donald Trump, whatever the hell's on your mind, share it. There's time, apparently, just not right this second. Come back, more Devils, 844-967-2789.